USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is monitoring the situation in Syria after a suicide bomb attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and at least two U.S. soldiers have been killed. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News it's no coincidence this attack by ISIS took place when the United States says they're planning on withdrawing troops.
I think it's just as deliberate, just as purposeful today. I spent a long time meeting with the president a couple weeks ago on this topic, and he's certainly very focused. This is deliberate. This is not spontaneous.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearing is in day two. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft tells Fox News that Barr is devoted to the Constitution.
When he said he wouldn't be bullied by the Congress or the press or the president, he was really signaling that his orientation is to the law and the rule of law and principles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Fake news strikes again. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Washington Post had to warn people that fake hard copies of their newspaper were being distributed around downtown Washington, D.C. The Post saying there were fake print editions circulating as well as a website designed to look just like the paper. People were seen outside the White House and Union Station handing out the fake copies, which falsely read that President Trump was abruptly leaving office. The Post says it's looking into the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sent a strong message to Airbnb after the company announced in November that they would no longer allow Israelis to list properties in Jewish communities in the West Bank. DeSantis said he's suspending the authorization for state employees to use Airbnb for reimbursable travel expenses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General nominee William Barr appears to be on a smooth path to confirmation after a two-day Senate hearing. The second and final day of Barr's confirmation hearing featured witnesses arguing for and against the nominee. Former Attorney General Mike Mukasey called Barr experienced and well-qualified to lead the Justice Department. In the next couple weeks, a Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on whether to recommend Barr's confirmation to the full Senate. Meanwhile, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli believes Barr did do a great job.
Frankly, if you just talk in terms of pure performance, he did spectacularly. I mean, even to use the old Olympic jokes, even the Russian judges thought he did okay. You know, when Dianne Feinstein and Cory Booker and Sheldon Whitehouse are saying good things about your performance, they're not saying, well, I'll vote for him. But to get anything that positive out of the other side is impressive. And look, he was an impressive choice to begin with. It's kind of hard to argue with someone who's already been attorney general. You know, nobody's saying he isn't qualified, et cetera. It comes down really to politics for these votes. But yesterday was a lot of substance, and he did really very well, very impressive.
In matters of substance, how do you think he handled questions about the Mueller investigation and his role in it should he become attorney general?
You know, from the perspective of getting through the Senate, I'll be tactical for a moment. He hit him out of the park.
Cuccinelli was speaking there on C-SPAN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.